This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Yeah. I saw something yesterday, a story out of Los Angeles. And I thought of you, Jamie, because I laughed about this, all right? There's a story out of Los Angeles of a Bel Air mansion that got robbed, okay?
I saw that.
Did you see the heist?
Yeah.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah, the fake money. Oh, I already told it. The fake money.
Here's what it looked like. It's Fidel. You just saw it, right?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was fake money, though.
Yeah, it is.
It is fake money.
Okay.
Yeah. But doesn't it look like a day that Jamie walks in here and dumps her purse?
Oh, yeah. Just all over the road. Yeah. Jamie's white purse strung out across the road. That is exactly what it
is. That's the first thing I thought when I saw it. She walks in here and dumps her purse in the floor, and you'll see dollar bills all over the place.
Just scattered.
Yeah. If the wind ever blew in here, it would go everywhere. It would be like one of those money grab machines in here.
You know? Dump it.
Yeah, just dumped it. When I saw that picture yesterday in this so-called heist at this Bel Air bench, that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
I thought that looks like our floor.
It's well, right now it's on the couch. Look, I dumped it on the couch. Look, everything.
And there are a couple bills in there.
Yeah, there's some money in there. Yeah.
That was the first thing
stripper.
I thought.
It's all ones.
what happened with this store? It's fake money.
Yeah, so she's an influencer, right?
Yeah.
And so they robbed her house. They did get some stuff. But when they realized the big and like cash bag was fake money, because she had done a prop as a funny like, post.
Oh.
And so they took it. And then I guess they were so mad that it just dumped everywhere. It was all fake.
I had no idea that it turned
out
to be fake. I just saw the picture and I thought of you.
Yeah.
With the way you dump your purse. So they went in there because when I first read the story, it was they were trying to make a getaway and they were being chased and they dropped the money. And it was real money.
Yeah, well, it was.
But I guess it turned out.
It was fake money and some fake purses, too. So she takes a picture and it's her Mercedes, right? She's in a Mercedes and she has money coming out of it. But you can tell if you really zoom in, it's all fake money. But she has it all over her driveway, all inside the Mercedes and everything. And that's what they took.
Yeah, can you imagine? How much stuff do we see with these influencers that's
I know.
Fake?
Oh, they do it all the time with jets. There's an actual place in Los Angeles where you can go and shoot inside a private jet. But it's just a half of a jet. And you just go in and shoot in it.
It's literally just a couple seats.
Yeah. I've seen where they position the camera in such a way that they'll be at a McDonald's in Phoenix. And there'll be a palm tree behind them. And they'll get a picture so it looks like they're in the Caribbean. You know, I mean, just everything's fake. It's unbelievable how much.
But it is funny, that jet one. It took us all a while because I think it's taken about 5 years. We thought all these influencers had private jets. And then one day somebody showed the real set and you pay like, you know, $150 an hour or whatever. And you go on set and it's just a half of a private jet.
And it exposed them all. It
did.
Hilarious.
Every one of them were exposed. Like, you don't have a jet.
Unbelievable.
Moron. Yeah. So that's what happened. Can you imagine? You think you get millions of dollars in cash in these bags, and then you get out there and you're like, "We're so oh my God, it's all fake.
That's probably why they robbed the place. They had seen the videos and said, hey, this lady has a ton of cash, man. Handbags, everything really expensive. Let's go get it. And they went in there and got it. It turned out to be a turd.
Even her handbags were fake.
It's crazy.
That's a big letdown for them.
It's embarrassing for the thieves.
Yeah.
But it's really embarrassing for an influencer.
Really embarrassing, yes. Yep.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.